Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always.
Always.
Use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of Chair Shot Radio. My name is Greg DeMarco. You can follow me at Chair Shot Greg on all of your forms of social media. It's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can follow the website, thechairshot.com, at Chair Shot Media on those same social media websites. Chair Shot Radio comes at you 7 days a week. It's sports, entertainment, and sports entertainment. And we give it to you in so many different ways, so many different topics. There's always something you can listen to and enjoy, just like today's edition of Chair Shot Radio. But last week brought you some classic interviews on Chair Shot Radio because it was a crazy week and I wasn't able to record. But this week we're back to what you know and remember. I think this is like the sixth or seventh. It's the number of times that we stop counting the number of times because it's just the way it is. Joining me because it's not for the Wednesday edition of Chair Shot Radio, but joining me because it's the Wednesday edition of Chair Shot Radio. She is the queen of soft style. You can follow her on Facebook and Instagram at the hashtag Miranda. No Twitter because she's also the Twitterless heroine, amongst many other nicknames that I could ramble them off, but then the episode would be over and it'd be time for a commercial. It's Miranda Morales.
Yes, that's how you know this is just the way that it is. That's just the way it is. Things will never change.
That's true.
At this point, they're never going to change. But I'm excited to be back doing this Wednesday edition of Chair Shot Radio with you. It's always great to do these little bits of just conversation, really. And also getting to reach out to all the listeners on thechairshot.com. I don't know if you're tired of me yet, but if you're not, you're welcome. I love you.
Because they're not tired of you. They're not tired of me. They're not tired of any of us because they keep listening. Numbers keep going up. We keep doing well. All here at
worldwide numbers. I mean, gosh, it's great. So, and I mean, this is a very it's an exciting week. I mean, you can't see it now, but I'm dressed in some of my best gear right now because it's a very fancy week.
Because it's laundry day.
No, that's not true. I have lots of stuff that I never wear. I literally have three closets worth of clothes in my house. I have closets full of my stuff. So I have plenty of things to wear. I just decided, you know, today was a special occasion and I wanted to wear something nice.
There you go. Me too. My chairshot.com t-shirt, which we can talk about during the hashtag Miranda show when people can actually see it.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about WrestleMania today and we're going to talk about one match in particular. But before we do that, well, I don't know. Maybe I wind it up. What do you think?
Greg, why don't you go ahead and wind it up?
It's time!
I can't hear anything. I can't hear any of these commercials, so I don't know when.
Oh, you couldn't hear it?
No, I couldn't hear it.
Huh. Did you hear the show opening, like when I played the theme?
No, I didn't hear that either. I didn't know I was supposed to. I thought you had muted things because
I didn't mute anything.
Was that?
Could you hear them when we recorded the chair or the baby face?
Well, yeah, but I thought it was because you were maybe chewing and you know eating.
No, I can mute myself. I'm keeping this in the recording, by the way. I'm not taking it out.
I can mute myself and
not mute anything else. Does it let me even mess with the settings? Let's see here. Let's go to audio settings. Yeah, it should be.
I heard nothing.
Let's try that. Here, let's test it out. Anything?
No.
Really?
Nothing.
Isn't that weird?
Huh? What's up with your settings today?
I don't know. Yeah, my settings messed
up. He got so mad, ladies and gentlemen, he left.
I did leave for a second.
Greg DeMarco. Greg DeMarco left the building.
That's weird. So let me, let's try this one. Nope. Now it says that it's muted completely.
Anything? Oh, it's very faint. Very, very faint.
But you actually heard it that time.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on. That is so, so very weird. All the settings seem to be the same. Everything seems to be good. I don't know. That also means you might not be able to hear it when we record your show. But we'll have to see. So anyway, you know, so
we're going for some Vault episodes, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Anyway, yeah, I played.
I'm just gonna break out the bottle again. Might as well.
Might as well.
Just drink. That's on that. We're recording that. Okay, cool, good.
We've recorded the whole thing, and I'm not taking it out.
Okay. But,
hey,
yes,
sell some t-shirts.
That is fine.
Sell some t-shirts.
Yes.
While I eat some chicken.
Well. Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot to pick up your very own chair shot t-shirt today. When you go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, you're going to find over 25 different t-shirt designs, all starting at $19.99. And, well, if you want to spend a few extra dollars, you can order them in soft style. That includes the OG Chair Shot logo, multiple Always Use Your Head t-shirts, and shirts supporting podcasts from the Chair Shot Radio Network, including Bandwagon Nerds, A Winner Is You, the Queen of Soft Style t-shirt, and Everybody Hates Greg. So if you hate Baron Corbin, if you love the Chair Shot worldwide, you can go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and pick up your very own Chair Shot t-shirt today. That is prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Hello everyone! Welcome to the greatest sports entertainment spectacular of all time! Welcome to WrestleMania!
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Make sure you're checking out Mania Madness every Friday afternoon on thechairshot.com. Christopher Platt and a rotating list of guests go through every WrestleMania one six-pack at a time. Check it out every Friday, only on the ChairShot Radio Network.
All right, so the commercials are over. I want to thank all of you for listening to those commercials, except Miranda Morales, who can't hear them for some crazy-ass reason. So when you go back and listen to Chair Shot Radio, Miranda, you'll hear the commercials that I promise you were playing. I really hope that everyone – although I can see the audio levels, and so I know that they're part of the recording. But yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on, and it'll definitely affect your show. And it's going to be really funny because in your show, you come out of the commercials, not me. So we'll figure it out.
You have to cue me. Old-fashioned style.
Right?
You know. Yeah. Good old-fashioned TV.
We'll do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live. Yeah, it's WrestleMania week, as we talked about before, and that's why Miranda's wearing her fancy shirt. But we've talked about a lot of different topics leading up to WrestleMania and all of our shows here at ChairShot Radio and ChairShot Radio Network, including the Babyface Heel podcast and the Hashtag Miranda Show. And going all the way back to before the Royal Rumble, Miranda gave everybody a lesson in Bad Bunny on her Hashtag Miranda Show. Of course, we built towards, and I'd been predicting it all along, that we were going to see Damian Priest and Bad Bunny versus The Miz and Morrison, The Miz and John Morrison. But WWE decided to go in a different direction, and they booked Bad Bunny versus The Miz in a one-on-one contest. It made sense within the storylines. Bad Bunny accepted the challenge, and we're off to the races with Bad Bunny and The Miz. This past Monday on Raw, less than a week out from WrestleMania, that match was changed to a tag team match between John Morrison and The Miz and Bad Bunny and Damian Priest, kind of what most of us thought was going to be the original pairing at WrestleMania. So Miranda, I say we start with you, but you're the only other person on the show unless Sadie wants to join in. She only jumps in for the audio shows, not the video shows. But
yeah, I know. Maybe we'll get her into the audio version this time around, but that's okay.
Your thoughts on your favorite Puerto Rican wrestling duo, Bad Bunny and Damian Priest, wrestling now, or your thoughts on the change, the new match at WrestleMania?
I mean, I feel like this should have been the match all along. I'm fairly certain we talked about this, whether just in passing or on an actual, I believe the previous episode, one of the episodes of the Babyface Heel podcast, because of the fact that it's a better fit for Bad Bunny, who is not a wrestler, to be paired with someone who is. And it's also a great opportunity for Damian Priest to be showcased at WrestleMania. You know, even though the Miz is a great wrestler in and of himself, to be on a one-on-one match with someone who is not even just full time. I'm slightly trained pro wrestler. This is really going to allow for Bad Bunny to do what he can do in the ring with his limited time and training. And it also is a great way to showcase John Morrison too. I mean, the man is really, really talented as well. So, you know, why not have this as a tag match? I think we talked about it on the Babyface Heel podcast, as far as that maybe this was what Bad Bunny wanted. I don't personally think so. As far as a standalone match compared to a tag match, I don't think there's that much of a difference headline wise. But maybe at some point they weren't sure. I think there was some kind of speculation or rumors going around that maybe Damian Priest was injured. And so maybe they kind of waited till the 11th hour to see if he could go, and they still needed to announce the match, you know, and, or maybe that they wanted to announce the match with Bad Bunny as the headliner to generate that buzz and interest. And then you switch it up to the tag match, because in some ways, when you're looking for that mainstream news and popularity, that headline of Bad Bunny versus The Miz does draw a little better than, say, Bad Bunny and Damian Priest versus The Miz and John Morrison. So maybe it was a little bit of a bait and switch, but I think they've gotten to the right conclusion at the end of the day.
I'm going to be Austin Aries for a minute and go with option C. And that's a throwback reference for all of you TNA fans. But I agree. I think what you said, the third thing that you said there, the last thing that you said is what happened. I believe that it was always going to be a tag team match, and that it was always going to be Damian Priest and Bad Bunny versus The Miz and Morrison. But WWE wanted to get the publicity out of a one-on-one match being promoted for a couple of weeks for Bad Bunny. Because I was surprised, and you were surprised, when they announced it as a singles match. Mm-hmm. And here we are. Now, it's possible they were working out the match and realized this isn't going to work like we thought it would. It's possible Bad Bunny changed his mind. It was like, you know, I'm not comfortable having this one-on-one match. But I really think this was the plan all along. They wanted to get the mainstream media outlets promoting. Boy, I hope you don't do these things during the hashtag Miranda show when it's on video.
No, I'm doing them now so I can get them out of the way.
But people promoting, you know, Bad Bunny, like you said, in a singles match and getting that mainstream media publicity. And probably, maybe once that died down, they thought, okay, now we can change the match to the tag team match. And so I think it was the plan all along, and I'm okay with it. I don't buy the bait and switch anymore. It's called storytelling. And that's just kind of the way wrestling is. You know, the way they told the story was that Bad Bunny realized there's no way this is going to be a fair and square one-on-one match. And that's why his friend Damian Priest had to jump in. So what's better, Bad Bunny versus The Miz, or Bad Bunny and Damian Priest versus The Miz and Morrison? Which would you pick? What is the better match in your opinion?
I mean, I feel like the better match is going to be the tag match. And I feel like because all four of these individuals have intertwined in stories, you know, like you said, really since, you know, the Royal Rumble. So I feel like, one, it's going to allow maybe some great tag team movements between Bad Bunny and Damian Priest, and being able to showcase, again, you know, the best things you can do in wrestling, especially in sports entertainment, is accentuate the positives and minimize the negatives. And so even being able to partner with Damian Priest. There could be some great, great tag team movements that we wouldn't be able to get with Bad Bunny on his own. I also feel like the Miz and Morrison are a great tag team in and of itself too. And so we're also going to be able to see not only Bad Bunny get some revenge on Miz, but also probably some on John Morrison, which I think will be very fun, that both of them are going to probably pay for what they've done to Bad Bunny. And that I think is a really good payoff.
In all honesty, I think this is best for everybody, all four people involved in the match. The Miz and Morrison will both sell their ass off for Bad Bunny. Yes. John Morrison selling is probably underrated, underappreciated by the audience anyway. I'm sorry, Johnny Nitro Morrison Mundo is probably underrated by the audience. And I think it's going to be good for Bad Bunny to be able to tag it in out of a match and be able to get. And what you don't see is so funny is like, he can literally roll out to the floor and somebody can be telling him stuff while he's on the floor while they're checking on him and helping him get through the match. And Damian Priest can do the work when the work needs to be done. Not only that, but unless for some crazy reason, Bad Bunny is going to become a full-time WWE superstar. And I don't know about you, but I don't think that's going to happen. I just don't. And I'm being facetious. We all know that's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to
happen. Let's push Damian Priest out of this, right? Let's get some benefit for Damian Priest.
Exactly.
And let's allow him to be able to move on. And this is probably the biggest shot Damian Priest has right now of being a big-time star in WWE. When you factor in his age, when you factor in he's being paired with one of the biggest celebrities to be involved in WrestleMania in quite some time, maybe since Floyd Mayweather. This is a rub you're not going to get from pretty much anybody else in the company, save like a Roman Reigns. So this is big time for Damian Priest, and I'm glad that he's not just going to be at ringside. Yeah, he would hit a few spots, hit his moves, but I'm glad he's going to be in the match. I'm glad that the mainstream media publicity, the photographs that are going to come out of this are going to be the hands of Bad Bunny and Damian Priest getting raised. Because they ain't losing. Like, let's just be honest here.
Yeah. We know.
Like, spoiler alert, we're going to do picks on the hashtag Miranda Show. We ain't stupid enough to pick the Miz and Morrison in this match. Like, we're just not. Okay? So they ain't losing. But I think that this is way better off as a tag team match than it would have been as a singles match as well. And I agree with it 100%. So we will see that coming down at this year's WrestleMania as Bad Bunny and Damian Priest team up and face The Miz and John Morrison.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
The commercials are over now, just to let you know. So
I heard a little bit at the end of the last one. That's so weird. Getting better. I know. I can't explain it.
I don't know.
I swear to you, though, like I cannot hear it.
I believe
we were recording the Babyface, I'm telling the listeners, they may think I'm going crazy because I already did say I drink a little today. So they may be like, she's just drunk. I wish I was drunk, but I'm not. I'm just sleepy. But I cannot hear anything.
That's okay. So question for you on this match, baby, you know, with the Miz and Bad Bunny, or excuse me, with Damian Priest and Bad Bunny versus Miz and Morrison. Is this a bait and switch? Like, would this fall into the category of a bait and switch?
I don't think so. No, really. I mean, I mentioned some of those other scenarios earlier just because that could be reasons or explanations. But I think at the end, you know, I think that this was always the end goal, whether they just weren't sure on it as far as health-wise, or they just wanted to maybe get some of that publicity of just Bad Bunny's name in the match at first. You know, this is the way it should have always been. So I believe the way that they always wanted it to be too, because if you think about it at the end of the day, you would want someone like Damian Priest who has the experience in the ring with Bad Bunny to help him out, to protect him, to you know, help guide him through it. It's almost a huge liability when you think about it to have a non-wrestler in a match one-on-one. So, you know, and you think about it all the time. We've seen it much more frequently. I mean, Yeah, Floyd Mother punched Big Show in the face, but other than that, I mean, like, most of the time when you have a celebrity, there's always someone there, especially in the ring with them, to help them. So I feel like that was a huge priority in booking this match the way that it was and is or will be. And so that was always, I think, in the cards.
You know, it's funny. When you think about the careers of John Morrison, The Miz, and Damian Priest, John Morrison made his professional wrestling debut in 2002. The Miz made his professional wrestling debut in 2003. And they've been in WWE. I mean, The Miz main evented WrestleMania 27, right? Mm-hmm. 10 years ago, he main evented WrestleMania 27 against John Cena. And he made his pro wrestling debut in 2003. Damian Priest made his pro wrestling debut in 2004. And he's just now getting to WrestleMania. Like, if you're Damian Priest and you've been at this for 17 years, and now your WrestleMania match is teaming with one of the biggest stars in the world against two veterans of, you know, one has 18 years, one has 19 years, you have 17 years. Is there a better WrestleMania debut for Damian Priest? Is this worth waiting 17 years?
I mean, I think it depends on how you define success. I think for some wrestlers who are very much into the art and into the craft, they would have loved to have something a little bit more stylistic, maybe something more story, you know, hard hitting driven, where this is more on the entertainment side. I can't necessarily define what success looks like to him, you know, as far as what, how he values it, but I can imagine that this is such a good pinnacle, because the hope too is that this is not the last, this is just the first. So the very first opportunity, your very first shot at WrestleMania, only means that this is a stepping stone for more. So I could absolutely see this being something ideal as far as the spectacle, the grandeur, the publicity that's circulating around it. And even just, I mean, I've read and heard a lot of the stories about this budding dynamic between Bad Bunny and Damian Priest, of both being Puerto Rican backgrounds and growing up almost not too far away from each other as far as in smaller cities. And so for me, just as a Puerto Rican who's invested in wrestling, this is something that I am very interested in, because it's also not a stupid Latino dynamic. And I'm just going to call it out that WWE has not been the best when it comes to, you know, how do they address Latino talent and Latino fans. And so this also feels like it's not gimmicky. It's a very authentic type of storyline where you have two people who have things in common, even though they're in from, you know, maybe different backgrounds and tastes and styles, they have, you know, formed a bond together. And through that, Damian has had Bad Bunny's back and vice versa. Bad Bunny's had Damian's back as well. Bad Bunny has not been a bitch in any of this. And Miz and Morrison have done a beautiful job in just, you know, how they can just be the best heels, annoying heels as possible. So, you know, in the grandeur of things, the big picture, you know, this has been a really, really good setup. So if I'm Damian Priest, I'd be happy with, you know, how everything is unfolded, a place on the WrestleMania card, and a pretty big ticket match. But that is just, if that is what, you know, the goal is. If you're looking for something, you know, you wanted to have a banger WrestleMania match like that, then I could see maybe where some of the disappointment is. However, I don't think it is, because I feel like that's down the line. That's his future. That could absolutely be a year from now. But to start your career on, you know, Monday Night Raw, and to get in front of that wider WWE audience, to have it as one of probably the top 4 to 5 matches of the entire card, especially a non-title match, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, I mean, and this could sit, so if somehow, if for some reason Bob Lashley walks out of WrestleMania still WWE champion, I don't think it's going to happen, but if he did, Damian Priest is the perfect summertime opponent for Bob Lashley. Mm-hmm. And you could run with, you know, Drew McIntyre versus The Miz, and there's a lot you could do on that side of things as well. So I think that this can only launch his career, you know, as late as it's starting on the WWE roster. This is a great way to start it and can mean good things for Damian Priest. That will do it for this edition of Chair Shot Radio. We appreciate you listening. Appreciate you listening to the commercials. Everyone heard the commercials except for Miranda Morales. So we're glad that you were.
I'm not crazy. They didn't play.
We don't think you're crazy. The fact that you keep saying you're not crazy makes me wonder if maybe you think you're crazy, but we don't think you're crazy, at least not in this instance and not for this reason. But you can find her on Instagram at the hashtag Miranda and Facebook as well, but not Twitter because she's a Twitter as heroin. You can find me at ChairShotGreg, at ChairShotMedia for the website, thechairshot.com. We've got all of your WrestleMania coverage this week. You're listening to this on Wednesday morning. We've got coverage of both nights of NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver, both nights of WrestleMania. Poor AJ Balazs is going to be a busy guy. Normally, pay-per-view weekend for WWE, he's got to do one event. He's got to do four. So lots of great stuff coming up this week with NXT and WWE, and we're covering all of that at thechairshot.com. Of course, ChairShot Radio, 7 days a week of content for you. This is the Wednesday edition with myself and Miranda Morales. Thursday is Ray Cash and Darren Max Kirkby. Friday's PC Tunney. Saturday, Christopher Platt and Andrew Blaz. Sunday, Patrick O'Dowd and David Ungar. Monday's PC Tunney. Right back around to me on Tuesday. So give it a listen every morning, 8 a.m. on thechairshot.com. Of course, this gets distributed out to iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Google Play, so many more. So subscribe, like, leave us a five-star review. Tell your friends about all the great stuff you heard at ChairShot Radio. And those of you who've been listening since we got this thing rolling, thank you. Our numbers just keep going up, and we couldn't do it without you. So continue to share, continue to interact, and it just makes this thing better. So on behalf of Miranda Morales, on behalf of all of us here at the ChairShot Radio Network, my name is Greg DeMarco, thanking you for listening and reminding you to always use your head.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.